out.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up in. Work it hard and long. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Right, so this week's episode of Talk Em All Bollocks, we're up and running, that's it. Bang, go. Talk. Be funny, 30.
Fuck.
Do you know in Colombia, Uber is illegal? Yeah. It came out like normal, like it is everywhere else in the world or whatever. And then the government, something happened with the regulations, so the government pulled it and said, you're not allowed to do Uber, but like, those people are already using it, so they're like, no, fuck that. So you can still use it. So we were using Uber, but they give you a nod, and when they pull in, they give you a nod to jump in the passenger seat. So you have to sit in the paso, and then someone has to sit in the back to make it look like they're not giving you a lift. That, like, you're just on me.
And what happens if you get caught?
The driver gets in trouble. But I was saying to me board, it gives me PTSD, because remember back in the day, if you sent, no one wanted to sit in the front of the taxi. Because what happened if you sent in the front of the taxi?
I'll get you one in there.
You're paying. Yeah, because you know everyone else is going to do a jump out.
Yeah.
And you can't be sitting in the front and everyone's going to do a jump out in a taxi. So what are you saying this to me, board? While I'm in the front, your man speaking Spanish beside me. I was like, yeah, no one used to sit in the front when we were growing up, because you know you do a jump out. And if you're in the front, that's the danger, see. So I got PTSD a bit over that. Right, do you want to hear me nickname? Well, it's not my nickname. Some fellas had to send it to me. Yeah? This fella's from Cork, and hopefully he knows. His nickname was 20 Bags. Right? His nickname was 20 Bags because his surname was Singleton. An old cement bag from years ago was 50 kg. 50 by 20 is a single ton. And that was his name.
It's too much involved in a bus. Did you get it, Owen?
I agree with you, yeah. There's...
It's like, it's overcomplicated. That one. That specific one.
Your man also followed up by saying, you'd be doing well to hate that.
I fucking hate it. How was he calling him?
Noel. Right, any questions, Alan?
Have you had to talk about?
I'll just sit in the silence. I'm not awkward in the silence if that's what you're trying to do.
Then what are you breaking it for?
What?
No, it's just that they're going silent, boys. What do you want me to do? Not say anything.
It was literally silent about 2 seconds.
So you see what happened there was me and you actually didn't feel awkward in the silence. Did he?
And he did, yeah, that's what he said. If it wasn't awkward, you wouldn't have to break
I
it.
I thought you just gave each other the wink. Do you get me?
What, like his cards had to go and through with the little wink and the nod?
You never deal with that though. Do you ever see him in somebody's room and you come back in and say, everyone's saying nothing? Do you ever deal with that? Do you ever deal with that? Well, you did, yeah. I thought that was one of them. I thought you was running in sync.
Any questions?
Yeah. Carl wants to know, do you think you'd be able to win the Masters if everyone else started on the tee but you started on the furthest away point on the green?
What do you mean the furthest away point on the green? I don't get that. Where's the hole?
The hole is where the hole is, but like you're at the furthest edge from the hole.
Oh, but on the where you can put.
So yeah, if the green is, yeah, if there's a point in the green that's 80 foot from the hole, that's where you'll start if that's the furthest.
Only if you were all par 5 holes. But if they're like the par 3s, them boys are getting in 1, 2, 3. We're getting them in 5, 6.
Yeah.
Do you get me? But the par 5s, there's the chance to get it in under 5.
I think you'd be doing out. Well to get it in 5 or 6.
I'm going to say
if you're on the green now.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
You wouldn't win the Masters?
No.
Assuming you have to put, I don't, the big greens, they're.
Yeah, the putting game, I think, will put you off because you'd be surprised. Like, you go, ah, nearly fucking got that, but that's an extra shot then.
Yeah.
So how many nearly fucking got that will you get in the round?
No, but I'm absolutely useless. I'm just trying to do the maths on it. Look, and I'm absolutely useless at that, boys.
And the punting would be my strong game. That's where I feel confident.
Yeah.
The chipping it in from the fucking.
Do you ever hit the ball towards the hole and it's going towards it and it just dips down?
Yeah.
There's like a hill on the green and it just goes, and you're like, where are you going?
Yeah.
Like,
and then you would have to aim it slightly to the right, but not enough to the right because it's not all uphill.
Yeah.
It's only at that one part, so you'd have to aim it just there and time it just right to get that. Crazy shit. So, yeah, no, we're not winning the Masters.
Neither am I.
Don't want to win the fucking Masters either.
Liar. You fucking lying bastard. You'd love to come in here tomorrow and say I won the Masters yesterday.
You'd know I won it. I'd have the green jacket on. Isn't that what they wear?
That would you get a little green jacket?
You get the green blazer, yeah?
Yep.
They have a big ceremony where someone who won it before gets to put it on you and all. You're like, all right, lads.
Next question?
Yeah.
Over it.
Okay. From Evan.
Evan? Yeah, we'll have it.
He says he was talking about this in work recently and he got licked like a stamp. So he wanted to ask you, this is interesting, how many sides of bread do you toast at a time?
What?
What? Both.
To toast, yeah, toast both sides.
So Evan says, do you put one piece of bread in each section of the toaster? So you're toasting them on both sides. That would be, let's call that the traditional method of toasting, okay?
My head is wrecked, Harry.
Okay.
I know why.
Or, option two.
You put two slices in the same one, yeah, and only one side toast.
What?
Only the outsides on each side toast, yeah. And then you eat it, it's like eating a nappy. It's rotten. It is. It's like
have you done this before?
Nappy. Yeah. No, I've ate it before. Don't ask me where. But one side is toast and the other side is bread.
There you
and
go.
And it's like eating a nappy, boy.
People do this.
It's rotten. It's rotten. It's so like, the texture is so strange.
Like you're going out of your way to complicate your life there. The toasts are designed to toast both sides simultaneously and you're blocking one of them deliberately. Like, what the fuck are you doing? How do you even fit two pieces of bread in the one side?
Some people have blamed posh toasters.
Be huge.
Your man has a posh toaster.
Don't know. Can't even remember the last time I seen it.
Doesn't she not have a toaster where you can toast about 82 slices of blamed bread?
She has, they definitely had the four yolk.
Yeah, last time I know. It looked even bigger to me last. She got an extension.
You got an extension on the toaster? Got look, planning permission.
Yeah, that looked like a few old slices to me.
Yeah, but boy, it's pumping bleeding.
Even the four-wheel toasters are bleeding. Posh.
Pumping fucking two slices in the one. And why? Like, why are you doing that? Yeah, is that a preference?
Yeah, some people like it, yeah.
Would you not just grill it then?
Not a bad show.
Do you know what I love, boys? Do you know the small brown bread, skinny one? Homemade, I think it is.
Soda bread.
Soda bread. Is that it?
The small kind of...
Yeah.
Half a circle, yeah, slices.
How's that? Buttered and jam and a boy is all manners.
Soda bread, yeah.
Manners.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he deserved to be licked if that's, yeah, if he does it that way.
Evan, yeah, deserve it.
You put your hand out to be slapped there, pal. And look, you learned a lesson. It's a life lesson.
Just don't do it again.
Think these things through before you say them publicly.
Do you want another question?
Yeah, yes.
Simon and Donamead would like to know.
I think I like
sorry,
when
Simon from Donamead, but he's in Australia.
Ah, yeah. I like when they put in where they are. I think that's a nice touch, like, yeah, parents in Cabra. Yeah.
Put it in. We won't slag you where you're from. We don't have a problem with any area, do we?
No.
Loud. Fuck Loud.
All right. Oh. I would have said, what's Leitrim? Leitrim's a bad spot.
Loud and Leitrim, the two L's, boys. Are they the only two L counties in the country?
Longford.
Fuck that one.
Connor's from Longford.
Longford's all right.
Simon says.
Yes!
Hey!
Yes, Owen!
Whoa!
Fucking hell. That was easy. Would you prefer to run half a marathon on a treadmill with no earphones?
I'm winning.
Or run a marathon and a half outdoors with earphones?
Marathon and a half. Marathon and a half outdoors. I don't mind that.
63 kilometres?
I don't mind. I like to go into the trenches like that. The last half marathon I ran without headphones. Bear in mind, it wasn't on a treadmill.
Yeah, that's you're looking at like one spot on the wall, thinking.
Yeah.
I'm picking the treadmill.
No, neither of them are going to be enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm picking the treadmill.
I'm picking the treadmill because 63k is a lot.
I know it's triple the distance, but it's more than triple the time. You know what I mean? If it takes you an hour and a half to run a half marathon, it's not taking you 4.5 hours to run a marathon and a half. It's going to take you longer than that.
Of course, yeah.
That's what I mean. So I'll take the half on the tread with no headphones. Just me and me thoughts.
Do you know what? It's a good question, Owen, but it's not a question where you're looking for a comedic answer or anything like that. They're both, you're in the trenches in both of them.
Arthur.
Me. Go on, I'm not even going to do it. Come on. You can have her off.
He can do that as a sound boy. So he doesn't have to say it. You just press the button and it plays.
Yeah. Do you know people thought we do that with the booms? I'm like, yeah, all the booms I've ever said in my life, and you thought that was like a computer?
Yeah. All people thought it was part of it. Like, you put the intro song and the outro song and the boom. No, like, he does this every time.
We could make a McGinty jingle. McGinty says, would you rather split £1 million with you and 9 other people of your choice or have the million to yourself, but you can only ever spend it on yourself?
Million to me. What?
You can never give a cent to anybody else.
Don't be worrying about it. I won't. Million on a gaff up front. There you go. And if anyone says you didn't give anyone out, and I bought the gaff was worth 980
well,
grand.
What you do with the other 20?
Could
what?
You?
How's that, man?
Does that mean you have to live there alone, though?
No. Ah, surely not.
Well, no, I think that's what it means.
If you're buying your own car, you surely can't share, you can have people in it.
Let's just say you can't share the wealth. Otherwise, it's an easy question.
So why can't buy a car and give Terry a lift?
No, you can give Terry a lift, but you can't let Amy use it as her car.
That's no problem, pal.
Fine, you're happy with that. But if you buy a house, you can't let Harper.
That's not what the question said.
Well, that's the spirit of the question. You can't share your wealth.
Right, well then we're sharing the wealth. For fuck's sake.
With you nine strangers?
No, nine people of your choice.
Oh, well then. I thought it was...
You'd be giving the dog and all 100 grand.
Yes, I would. I'd spend 100 grand on QC now. If I had 100 grand only.
Yeah, I know.
I'd spend every last... I fucking love that dog, boys. Can't wait to go home with you. Sorry, go on. Yeah, 100 grand. I'd give the dog
you had to pick the strangers.
Straight down the bar. It's pet shop. Get what you want.
Okay, we haven't mentioned the list of films, have we, in a while? We have had lots of suggestions. They're still coming in.
Yeah, I'm just annoyed because he won't watch it.
I know. A lot of people are suggesting Man on Fire.
Seen it, yeah. I got suggested loads of times as well, yeah, seen it. Yeah, it's a great film. I love Man on Fire.
Do you just have a box set of Denzel Washington in your house? And Training Day is gone and everything else.
Yeah, he got it without training. Someone took a lend of it and never gave it back.
Yeah, I watched it. Name a film with Denzel in it.
Remember the Titans.
No, I didn't see them all. Seen a good few of those.
What's the other one where...
Should he equalise three off the bat?
He can like look back in time. They're like watching this girl who was murdered, but they're like watching it in real time. He's a copper in it as well. There's a scene in it that like this girl was murdered and we have this video footage and he's like very suspicious of it and they're sitting down in the room watching it and he shines a laser, but the girl sees the laser in her room then. And he's like, that's fucking live footage. What's going on here? I can't remember the name. But you just type in Denzel. Go to his films. Remember the Titans is little. It's based on a true story as well.
I'm gonna
Deja vu.
Could be that one, yeah.
Michelle got on to us to say Terrence is the Michael Owen of the podcast world.
What does that mean? Because Michael Owen in small. Mario is... No, I'll punch his head in. He's at me all
like
day.
That. You didn't like that now?
No, I'll put because I'm not small on him. Fucking 6 foot. that was quick though.
Well, look, it was good, wasn't it?
Give it to you. No, I'm at the getting thrown off track. Am I small? Tell me if you looked at me, would you think I'm small?
You're not as tall as you think you are.
Whoa.
Hey, I'm just going off
stats.
I'm going off what the HSE is telling us. Okay.
Terrence is actually. You turned the colour of that top, bro.
What was the question? Where was I going? Something very inventive to
say. The Michael Owen of the podcast world.
Yeah, so when my eyes is scum, I hate him. Okay. Remember I built him in Vicar Street?
So, a couple of years ago, it was the week we done the back-to-back shows in Vicar Street. We had a show in Vicar Street on Sunday and then the following Wednesday. But I think the Friday... Off the Ball had a show there and Ian Wright and Michael Owen were the guests. Ian Wright was absolutely sensational at that, by the way. I love him since that show. But then he was the first guest, then Michael Owen come on. Yeah? Michael Owen came out and Terrence booed, right? But not just like boo. He took a deep breath, booed till all his breath was gone. And then, do you know how he knew it was bad? Because his breath was gone and he still got a little at the end and went, boo, ew. And I was like, Terrence, and I was like hitting him and I was like, well, shut the fuck up. And he was like, no, me bollocks and all. And he's giving out. I was like, you're on that stage in 48 hours. What if someone builds you?
Rattled me.
You want to say he went wee? He was like, oh yeah, fuck.
Rattled me.
I remember this, yeah.
So I'm not a fan of him. So does she mean because he's
I
small,
can tell you what she means.
Because he's a traitor.
Yeah.
Or the Ballon d'Or winner. Where is she getting that?
You forget he won the Ballon d'Or, don't you?
Yeah.
Nope.
The Ballon d'Or meant nothing back then. That's why.
Oh, you meant more back then.
Absolutely.
No, because then they merged it. They merged it with another award now. That's what it is.
Nah, it was peak.
No, I think
they merged
peak till 2000.
Do you know what I'm talking about? There was two awards back then. Ballon d'Or was one, then there was like the football of the year or something. But they've merged the two of them since then.
Anyway, the reason Michelle says you're the Michael Owen of the podcast world is because Michael Owen famously admitted he had only ever watched 8 films in his life.
There you go.
She has sent us the list.
Didn't have it.
These are Michael Owen's 8 films?
Michael Owen's 8 films. He says, films I've been forced to watch.
Wow.
Right?
Oh my God. Imagine it was just my list and he was copying me. When did he do this? He's listening. Michael Owen's a fan, Owen. He's a fan.
Okay.
Come on.
Let's see. How many of these have you watched? Rocky.
Yes.
Heat.
No.
You should really. I'm sick of giving you recommendations. You don't deserve a recommendation for heat.
Of the looks of disgust you give me when you name Philip, you
because it's not, it's just, it's preemptive disgust because you're gonna look at me and say, yeah, yeah, I'm gonna watch that now when I go home.
I'll watch it.
You won't. Just you watch won't. The Shawshank for fuck's sake.
I have a film for you in a minute. I'm dying to hear these films, boys.
Heat is number two. Ghost.
Go. Good film.
Yeah, Pat O'Swayze.
Yeah.
Well, you know the man, boys. Good He's film. Like the wind.
Jurassic Park.
No.
Good film.
Come on, 2 out of 4.
Cool Runnings.
Oh, what a film. True story, you'd love it. Easy watch. Easy watch.
Seabiscuit.
Keep it.
Karate Kid.
I have to lift that up. I don't remember anything about it, but I know I've seen it.
Now, did you see the old one or the one with Jaden Smith?
I don't know. No, I definitely didn't watch one with him.
He's only a kid in it, though. He's like a fucking...
No. Would it? Michelangelo or something. Moriarty or something. What's his name?
Mr. Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi.
Michelangelo Moriarty. Terrence.
Moriarty.
When you hear this one.
Yeah, I was close with it.
When you hear this one, what's the actor's name out of the Joker? Here we are, mate, the taxi man had a pitch out with.
Danny DeVito?
No, he's in the Joker and he's in Napoleon. Remember you told me?
No.
Do you know what his name is? Yeah. Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin Phoenix, he says, yeah, man. And I was like, what? He goes, he's in Napoleon.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Joaquin Phoenix.
What did you say it's called?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin.
Joaquin or Joaquin?
Joaquin yeah, Phoenix. Joaquin Phoenix. Sounds like he's from Bleeding Tullamore.
Michelangelo Murray.
That was when we were going on the Oliver Collins show.
Yeah.
I was like, do you know your man Joaquin Phoenix? And he was like, what's wrong? Something's severely wrong with
you. I was
like,
we're about to go on national radio here. So get them all out now. Don't get them out on the mic. Michelangelo Moriarty, yeah, from Doris Estuary.
I knew it was an M though. It wasn't far off. So I did see that. I don't remember that in the barrel, but I know I've seen it.
What's that, 3 out of 6?
3 out of 7. There's one more.
Forrest Gump.
He didn't.
Yeah,
he
I've reckon. Seen it. I think I've seen it. Yeah.
You have?
He runs. Like he's. Yeah. If you ask me anything about the film, I don't know. But
does that mean you've just seen a clip of it though?
Because that's only the end, towards the end of the film as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not really, it's kind of in the background for the whole thing, but it's not really the main thing you'd remember from it.
I don't know. That would have been out on a DVD years ago, wouldn't it?
Mm.
So, like, the only time I could think is, like, someone had a pirate copy, you could put it onto the PlayStation and watch it.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of. Do you know what was a pirate copy years ago that I remember I got a lend off? Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah.
Do you ever see that? Good film, no?
I'm sorry.
Didn't like it, no? Alright. Go on. That film, so the horror the other night, boys, Black Phone.
Is it Netflix or something?
But it had me gripped. Boys, I've watched a lot of horrors, Owen.
Yeah.
Like, if you name a horror, I've watched it. But
Shining. Exorcist.
Yeah, Exorcist.
It's a few weeks since we asked you about these. You haven't watched anything else?
Black Phone. I only finished Peaky Blinders. Finished the whole thing for the first time.
Last.
I know. So that's over. So now I have all the time in the world to watch films.
You already have all the time in the world.
Do you know what?
You want to stop letting the secret out? Honestly, I do be down the coffee shop and all saying, fucking, I can't move my schedule. I have to write that into my diary and all. Yeah. Anyhow, I'm at the fitting this coffee and all, they'll be saying, swear to God. And they do be like, say off, la. Say, I'm on the telly later. I'll see you in a bit. Yeah, I swear. Everyone on Manor Street thinks I'm the busiest man in the country. All they did was walk the dog, go back and play make toast. On the George Farm.
Yeah, on one side only.
Yeah. You want to hear me, boys? I swear I do laugh at myself, I do. Say, oh, how are you getting on? Busy, up to that. Up to that, man. But it's good, it's all positive. Want to ring you later? Walking off now, me out that day.
Come along to make toast on the George Foreman.
Yeah, Mark the dog and all.
Do you know, on the fly, most of the films were Spanish, yeah? But The Equalizer 3 was one of them.
So Calvin watched a Spanish film without subtitles.
On my ma's life, I watched a Spanish film instead. Based in Argentina, it was shy. But I watched Napoleon as well, speaking of Joaquin Phoenix, and that was shy. Did you watch that?
No, I haven't seen that one yet.
Dort. But yeah, I had the option of Equalizer 3. I was like, fuck that cunt. I know he's not watching The Shawshank in Dublin, so I'm not watching this on the fly.
My ma only texts me. Not capital letters. Mm-hmm. No excuse. Shawshank film on Friday night on TV.
Oh, that's a real mad text, isn't it? Yeah. Just letting you know, the Shawshank's on the telly. I can put it on the internet whenever I want.
Yeah. My man does that all the time. Yeah. Turn on the telly, Oliver Twist is on. Oliver.
He was recording it and all.
Block him.
If you just watch it, you're holding this podcast back.
I feel like that's a difficult task. I can't lie to this, boys. That feels like a lot for me. It does. And I also have that. The other part of me that doesn't want to watch it is because I know it's just by everyone's reactions, the best film ever.
So what I was.
So if I watch it, it's gone.
Oh, right.
You get me? Like, if I watch that, it's done.
No, it's not.
Look, I have that to look forward to.
You've started
forever.
To, but otherwise you're never going to start to enjoy it. If you watch it, you have started to enjoy it, and you can enjoy it again and again and again.
My
and then you can enjoy speaking to us about it.
Yeah. And you can tell us what your favourite part is, and then we can move on with the list and other films, what people are recommending. I think you'd really enjoy it. There's like so many parts of that film that you're going to love.
You know, I started the other week.
No.
I got about 4 minutes in. They brought him into the prison.
Yeah. The opening of it is enough to make you want to watch what happens.
No, not in this first couple of minutes. What, the conspiracy?
Yeah.
Did he do it or didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that not enough to get you like, oh, did he?
Yeah, no, I was thinking all like, yeah, no, but something, like I genuinely had it on.
Right.
And then something happened. I can't remember what happened, but something happened that I couldn't watch it.
I'm in the middle of watching the Planet of the Apes films, so the three of them.
Brian's on my case about watching them.
Yeah, I'm going
to watch them.
Yeah. I want to go and there's the new one out in the pictures, so I want to watch the three of them and then go and see the fourth one in the pictures. I'm watching
them. He was on to me because the new one's out.
I want to go and see them with Harper, so we're watching them. And then remember we had the orangutan question and people were saying about how smart orangutans are and all this stuff. I genuinely think, do you know why animals takes like thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of years for animals to evolve? I'd say the rate things are going with animals and the rate things are going with humans declining, I'd say give it 200 years. 200 years out, I'm telling you.
And what's going to happen?
Monkeys will overtake you.
You're a mad joke.
You've seen the stuff that people are doing on the internet these days. Natural selection. Come on, me. There's orangutans using tools, using herbs to heal wounds and all. Yeah. There's people out there putting two slices of toast in the same fucking thing on the toaster.
It's hard to argue. I don't even think we're the smartest one.
Do you not think the human race is declining? Just dipping a bit. Have you not seen people out there and be like, what the fuck are you on about me? Like, you're a fucking idiot.
But do you know they've been around forever? It's just that social media is around now. So now you understand that so many people are. Where probably before social media, I only knew 100 people personally. Now you know 40,000 people personally.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that I know personally. And I'd be like, do you know what I mean? They're doing well. How are you still alive, pal? You're doing well. You owe someone a lot. You owe stuff on tick there, mate. You owe years on tick. Because you should have been gone a long time ago. You're not getting a serious loan.
Any more questions, bro?
Terry, Bob sent us in a picture of what he says. He saw it at a Bobby Sands memorial. It's a picture of Bobby Sands as a kid.
Don't say it looks like me, does it?
Well, you tell us.
Oh my God. Owen.
There you go.
Is that Bobby Sands? Oh, Calvin, wait and you'll see this picture, bro. That's me.
Show us.
I am him, boys. That is mad.
It could be reincarnation, though. Turn to Stephanie, yeah.
Wait, do I have the traits of the old Bobby Sands fella?
I can see where it's coming from. I've seen pictures of you like that, Terry, yeah?
Boys, that, I am shocked. No, I'm legit shocked by that. Can you look that up to make sure that's real?
I will now in a second, Jeff.
I love how the title of the emails, Terry Penis or Bobby Sands.
Oh, that's a spitting image of me, bro. Like, I that's the image of me.
Yeah.
That's the image of me, bro.
That's him. Right, last one here. From Arthur.
McGinty!
If you could have any street in Dublin named after you, which one would you pick?
O'Connell Street.
Why?
It's the biggest street in the country, no?
Okay. That's it. That's simple.
Is it the biggest street in the country?
I would have named with a change doors yesterday.
I mean, how are we defining biggest?
The longest?
No. Most famous, like.
Most famous, yeah.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be the longest.
What's the longest street in the country?
I don't know.
The M50.
Sound 30.
No.
That's a road.
It's a motorway.
They don't do the same thing, no?
No.
All right.
Isn't that about 7 O'Connell Streets? Isn't there not one in Bleeding? Cork
it's
as
the
well.
Same everywhere, over the south side and all. There's loads of Fitzgibbon Streets and all.
The longest street in the country is Blarney Street in Cork, apparently.
Of course, it has to be in Cork, doesn't
it? 2 kilometres long.
2K is long, yo. Yeah. Oh, boys.
How long do you reckon O'Connell Street is off the top of your head?
I know it.
What?
O'Connell Street is about 750 metres.
I'm going to say it is...
No, it's less. I'm going to go...
650 metres.
I'm going to go 550.
600, so nobody wins.
I'd give it to 30. I'd give it to 30.
How wide is it?
How wide? It's about... In metres, like...
Mm-hmm.
In metres wide, it's about...
80.
50. 60. It's going to say 55.
Terry takes the points there. It's 46.
Is it, yeah? It's not even 50 metres wide.
Apparently.
Yeah.
From the GPO to Clare, he's not even 50 metres. Good luck.
Remember we were on down Zingers and all talking about down tight ropes from one side to the other and all. We can't even cross the road in general.
I wasn't, you had to lick the way all the way down O'Connell Street, was that it?
Yeah, to the rotunda.
Like that, I do a tight rope across, like.
Uh-huh.
Like, we honestly can't even.
46 metres now, I'm more confident about it when I think about it.
Well, you'd be able.
No, you had to go from Burger King to Rotunda, I think, didn't you?
You know, you had to lick from O'Connell Bridge to the Rotunda.
Oh, yeah.
And the tight rope was from Clarity's to something else.
To the GPO. So it's going across.
Have you been to the portal yet?
No, that's what I wanted to talk about. Portal in general.
How busy am I?
Yeah.
And you want me at portals and all?
You are busy. You've said toasts on the George Foreman.
Walk the dog.
Drink the coffee.
He's in the gym now.
I'm in the gym. To go to the gym.
You go to the gym now, yeah. Then you have to do a bit more toasting on the George Foreman.
Watch Shawshank. The fucking things I have to do in my life and you're thinking I'm
you can't walk to North Earl Street.
So I think the future
mm-hmm.
means
mm-hmm.
we can go through that portal.
Somebody said to us the other day, in the mad what they can do with that portal. I was like, it's just FaceTime. She's like, it's mad what they can do with technology. I was like, it's literally just FaceTime. Are you impressed by that portal?
No.
But see that portal on. What a big load of bollocks. And you know what I don't like about it all? They're all like, well, of course, there's going to be antisocial behaviour where there is. You put that thing at the top of Grafton Street, you get 10 times worse behaviour. Because you'll have more drunk people congregating there.
Fact.
It'd be worse if it was at the top of Grafton Street. But I'm just saying, that's what the argument is. What did you expect to happen? And what's the worst thing to happen? Someone pulled the moon or are they? I reckon they're going to put one of them portals in Cork. But it's just going to show Cork as well. It'll be just a mirror. And people are like, that's a fucking great portal, boy. Just a, do you know what I mean? Just a big mirror in the middle of Patrick Street in Cork.
That's that episode of Talking More Bollocks. Tune in next week. Send us any questions you have, any dilemmas, any nicknames, anything you want to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up in. Work it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The Hip Knocker.
Go down. Go down. Go down. Go down.